The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kyle Pankin, and thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to pick up where we left off last time. We talked a lot last time about chronic inflammation in the body and how the things that we eat sometimes can cause that inflammation to build up. And there is a strong link between chronic inflammation in the body and chronic pain. And, you know, more and more in my practice these days, I'm getting more complex and challenging cases of people that come in with chronic pain. Many of them hurt all over, head to toe almost. Or they come in with, you know, multiple areas of chronic pain, maybe a chronic knee, a chronic low back, a chronic shoulder. And, you know, we do our chiropractic work, all of our specialized therapies, laser, decompression, things like that, for whatever we think will best help each case. But a lot of these cases could get further benefit, and a lot of people that live with chronic pain could get further benefit if they worked on strategies to get inflammation down in their bodies. And most Americans are chronically inflamed, and there are numerous studies out there that are pointing to this, and there are numerous studies that are pointing that out the fact that chronic inflammation is the primary driver or root cause of most of our modern day diseases. So autoimmune disorders, chronic arthritis, heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, obesity, inflammation is at the heart of all these chronic health disorders that I mentioned. In my practice, though, we see the chronic pain patient. It's one of the things that we specialize in. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today and basically how chronic inflammation can lead to some of these other issues, especially chronic pain in the body. So let's dig into a few of these concepts, but before I do, I want to review with you what I went over last time. I want to review with you the basic outline of what does an anti-inflammatory diet look like, and what foods would you want to include in your diet to reduce inflammation, and conversely, which foods tend to promote or bring about inflammation in the body? And, you know, this is the large driver of it, folks. It's the things we're eating. It's the things that we're eating that are inflaming our body. And here are the bad guys. This is from a book called The Deflame Diet by Dr. David Seaman. And he, in my opinion, is one of the best clinical nutritionists in the world. I have listened to many of his webinars, read his book, and I agree with 98% of what he says. It's pretty rare in the world of clinical nutrition that you can listen to somebody and be like, yes, I agree with that. But his approach to how we should approach our diet is straightforward, and it makes a lot of sense. So, If you're interested in learning, really dig in and learning more about this, get the book called The Deflamed Diet by Dr. David Seaman. Here are the foods, folks, that tend to promote inflammation. Number one is refined sugar. So I'm talking about sugar that's added to things. So it's processed and made into the sugar, and it's added to ketchup and pop and cookies and candy, and you know, you even buy conventional bacon in stores, and guess what? One of the top ingredients is sugar. It's in our cereals. It's pervasive in all of our processed foods. But refined sugar is highly inflammatory to the body. It's addictive also. It's addictive, and it works on the same area of our brain as does crack cocaine. So you can become very quickly addicted to sugar. I'm not talking, folks, about the sugar that naturally occurs, like in fruit, for instance. That is not inflammatory, but the added sugar, the processed sugar that is refined, that is highly inflammatory to the brain and to the rest of the body. Number two are refined grains. So these are grains that are processed, they're milled, they're added into all kinds of different foods. These are, and basically, this might be a little controversial to say, but basically all grains, if eaten in excess or too much, are inflammatory. And don't get me wrong, there are some benefits of eating whole grains, but I think that the negative detractors and some of the things in there, from leptin to gluten to phytic acid, which really block absorption of nutrients, and on the whole, grains in general are inflammatory. And then, of course, from these grains, then we make, number three is grain flour products. So breading on things, and flour mixes for cakes and cookies and pies and things like that, and bread that has flour, you know, pastries, all these things that are made from flour-based products. These are refined grains milled down. There's very little nutritional value left in it. It's all stripped out through processing, and it still contains phytic acid, gluten, and leptins and things of this nature. This processed flour, folks, is inflammatory big time to the human body. And then number four are trans fats. A lot of food companies, in order to increase the shelf life of a lot of their processed foods, they process these fats. They use a process called hydrogenation. And when you look on food labels, you'll see things like partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil or partially hydrogenated soybean oil. And whenever you see that, folks, that is a trans fat. It's a chemical lab-made concoction. And research shows there is no safe level of trans fat in the diet. And so even if it has a small amount in, folks, it's inflammatory. It's not good for you at all. And then fifthly, are refined omega-6 seed oil. So things like corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, canola oil. Folks, these things are loaded with omega-6s, and they are highly, highly inflammatory. So why do some of these things create inflammation? Well, there's lots of reasons which we'll get into, but I also want to share conversely with you what foods tend to reduce inflammation. And I shared some of these last time, but I want to share them again. Number one, meat, grass-fed meat especially, wild game, wild-caught fish, chicken, omega-3 eggs. You know, all the stuff that we know that our ancestors ate, been eating for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. These foods have been around, and they're in their natural state, whole food form. Eating meat, folks, don't buy all the media hype that eating beef and things like that is harmful for you. It's baloney. Meat is highly anti-inflammatory. You need meat in your diet. Vegetables are anti-inflammatory. Fruit is anti-inflammatory. Tubers. So our roots, like potatoes, yams, sweet potatoes, are anti-inflammatory. Nuts, especially raw or dry roasted, because a lot of them are cooked in these omega-6 seed oils. So as long as they're not cooked in that, they are anti-inflammatory. Omega-3 seeds, such as hemp, chia, flaxseed, these are anti-inflammatory. Dark chocolate, yay, love dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is anti-inflammatory. All these spices that you can get, that you can add to food to make them zestier and taste better, spices are anti-inflammatory. Olive oil, coconut oil, butter, cream, avocado oil, all anti-inflammatory. And yes, folks, your favorite? Bacon. Bacon is anti-inflammatory as long as you get ones that don't have added sugar to them. If you're into drinking some alcohol, I personally am not, but red wine and stout beer are anti-inflammatory, and coffee and tea, especially green tea being your best option, are anti-inflammatory. My contact information, folks, is 507-752-7650. If you got a question, reach out to us, or reach out to us at our email, redrockcairo@centurytel.net, or look us up online at redrockcairo.com. So the take-home message, folks, as we move on from this, is if you are having chronic pain, you've been diagnosed with diabetes, hypertension, cancer, heart disease, you've had a stroke in the past, you're overweight, you can be assured that you have inflammation in your body, and you owe it to yourself to try to change your diet to include anti-inflammatory foods in your diet, and to try to get inflammatory foods out of your diet. If you can switch that ratio, folks, and replace the inflammatory foods with the anti-inflammatory foods, you can make a huge difference in your pain levels, but also reduce your risk and for a lot of these other things, and maybe help your body do some healing if you do have them already. Well, let's talk a little bit about how these foods create inflammation. Well, in the case of things like gluten, which is found in grains, many grains, especially wheat, gluten is an undigestible product, folks. Your body cannot break it down. And so it's got to eliminate it, but eating gluten day after day can eventually cause problems in the lining of the gut. It can lead to a problem that they call leaky gut, where some of the pores or the linings in the gut get breached. Basically things can escape back into circulation that should naturally be eliminated. And when that happens, folks, when gluten molecules and other undigestible things basically leak back into circulation from the gut, your body treats it like it's a foreign invader. And your immune system starts attacking it, and guess what? It creates inflammation in the body. And this is at the heart, folks, of a lot of people that have autoimmune disorders, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Sjogren's, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, rheumatoid arthritis. These are all examples, folks, of autoimmune disorders. Many times are triggered by this leaky gut syndrome, which is triggered by certain things in your diet, like gluten from refined grains and just eating too many grains in general. Omega-6, as I talked about those omega-6 oils, well, corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, canola oil, the list goes on. Any of these seed-based oil, folks, have high amounts of omega-6. Well, you've probably all heard of omega-3s. Omega-3s are highly anti-inflammatory. The proper ratio for the human diet of omega-6 to omega-3 is 4-to-1. Some authors even put it as 1-to-1. The average American, folks, is 40-to-1. Well, so you need omega-6 in your diet, but Americans are getting way, 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 way too much omega-6 in ratio to omega-3. So what does that do in the body? It creates inflammation. And so reversing that ratio, cutting those omega-6 oils out of your diet, and increasing foods that contain omega-3, so some of the other anti-inflammatory foods, a couple other I don't know if I listed, are wild-caught fish. Think of, I always tell people to use the acronym SMASH: salmon, mackerel, anchovy, sardine, and herring. Those deep sea fish are low in contaminants and they are high in omega-3s and are very anti-inflammatory. But even freshwater fish, folks, as long as it's not mercury contaminated and full of toxins like that, fish is anti-inflammatory. They're also now, if you look in some of your grocery stores and bigger stores, you will find something called omega-3 eggs. And what this is, these are eggs that have a higher omega-3 content than conventionally grown raised eggs. And it's because the chickens are fed a special diet, many times flax seeds and things like that, that contain high amounts of omega-3. Well, guess what? That gets into the egg. And so when you consume the egg, you will have an egg that has higher content of omega-3. And so eggs, folks, are anti-inflammatory. So eat eggs. Obviously, this flies in the face of what we were told through the 80s and 90s because of the scare of saturated fat and cholesterol. Folks, most of that has been debunked, and eggs are a health food, and don't let anybody ever tell you they're not, because they are. It's just common sense, okay? A couple other things to keep in mind here, folks. If you are carrying some extra weight, like about 70% of Americans are, you're inflamed. And all that excess fat tissue is inflammatory in the human body. And how do we get that way? Too many carbs, too many omega-6 oils, too many of these processed seed oils, trans fats, refined sugar, refined grains. About 60% of the American diet is made up of those things, folks. So if you're struggling to lose weight and you have chronic pain, if you shift your diet to one that is anti-inflammatory in nature, not only are you likely to lose a lot of the weight, you're likely to lose a lot of the chronic pain. So keep that in mind. The other thing is, people that are addicted to sugar many times have chronic infection in their body. Many of them have overgrowth of yeast, or what's called candida, in the body. And candida's primary fuel source is sugar, sweet stuff that we eat. And when you eat too much of that, it keeps feeding it, and this infection, this little bit of yeast that might be in your gut, starts to grow and proliferate. Well, then what does your immune system have to do in response to that? Starts attacking it, and you create inflammation. A lot of people that have chronic pain and inflammation in their body, really, it's that they have a chronic infection deep within their system somewhere, being fed by an inflammatory diet. And think of this analogy, folks. When you have the flu, which is an acute viral infection, how do you feel? Well, you ache all over. You feel like you got run over by a Mack truck, and you know you're that way 2, 3, 4 days, maybe even a week. You just kind of ache and hurt from head to toe. Well, why is that? It's because your immune system is fighting this virus, and it's because of that it's creating inflammation, and then therefore you hurt. Well, what if you had a chronic infection in your body, a yeast overgrowth or a bacterial overgrowth fed by the inflammatory foods, fed by sugar? If you have a chronic infection, your immune system is constantly having to battle this infection, but it can't quite win the battle because you keep feeding the infection. And guess what? You get inflamed and you hurt. So a lot of people that have chronic infection, that causes their chronic pain. The other thing is some of these foods I listed, some of these, the gluten, sugar, these refined grains, and some of these other things like the omega-6 oils, they not only create inflammation, but many people over time develop food sensitivities to some of these things that are in their diet. So when I do food sensitivity testing on some patients with chronic pain or digestive issues, we find many times they have high reactivity or high sensitivity reaction to things like gluten. So you can have hidden food sensitivities, and that is the root of the inflammation. So we're not only talking some of the bad things in these foods, but we're just talking the immune system just negatively reacts and can cause food sensitivity reaction. So I just had a patient recently who started following this anti-inflammatory diet, and she's starting to feel better. Hurts all over, chronic pain. And she's starting to shift towards reducing inflammation. We're doing therapies and things with her in the office to help. And finally, we decided to do a food sensitivity test on her to see if there were any other foods that she was reacting to. Well, her food sensitivity test showed she had a very high reactivity to dairy in general and something called Candida albicans. And so even though dairy can be anti-inflammatory, in her case, her body was reacting to it. And so we're going to have her not only clean up and get some of these inflammatory foods out of her diet, but we're also going to have her reduce dairy in her diet. And I expect that that will further reduce inflammation and pain in her body. And also, that what I was talking about before, the chronic yeast or the chronic infection, her testing shows she's reacting to that. She's producing antibodies, and so that's a strong indicator that she either currently has or has had a yeast infection, chronic yeast infection in her body. Well, what else were we telling her to really do? Watch your sugar. And that is, folks, the big thing in her diet right now. She says, you know, doc, I do eat mostly anti-inflammatory, but my weak spot is sugar. And folks, that's feeding the flame. It's feeding the yeast. It's triggering a more immune reaction in her body, and it's feeding the chronic pain. So, you know, you might think, well, I have pain. I need to do therapy, chiropractic, exercise, you know, all those are great. But if your diet is what is triggering the chronic pain and inflammation, that many times is the missing link for a lot of people. And so we educate our patients on this type of diet. We encourage them to read the Deflame Diet book by Dr. David Seaman to really dig into this. And for many of our patients with chronic pain, we do specific food sensitivity tests on them so that we can objectively see if there are any foods in their diet that we can objectively, scientifically determine, yes, these are inflaming your system. Your immune system is reacting to them, causing food sensitivity symptoms. And then, folks, Interestingly, if you do a food sensitivity test and you actually eliminate the inflammatory foods, the sensitivity foods from your diet, interestingly, studies show 98% of people will lose scale weight. And so that's a win-win, folks. You're getting inflammation down, you're getting your weight down, and people start to feel better. Folks, this is root cause medicine. This just isn't throwing pills at things. This isn't just covering symptoms up and masking them with cortisone shots and anti-inflammatory medication as our modern system does. This is root cause medicine. If you have chronic pain in your body, you need to explore anti-inflammatory foods and shift your diet. It can make all the difference in the world. And we'll keep exploring this topic more as we go through this year, but I hope this resonated with some of you, especially those that are just flat out hurting. So thanks for joining me for this episode of Treat the Cause. We'll catch you back soon.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.